Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show, someone we've known, but she's new to the show. Holly Wade is here. She's the Director of Research and Policy and Analysis for NFIB, for the National Federation of Independent Business, an organization I've been telling you about since the beginning of the show. And she conducts original research and studies public policy effects on small business there at the NFIB. She is also the assistant for the legendary Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, who, as you know, is usually here with me, but he's a little under the weather these days, and Holly's filling in for him, and she's the only person on the planet who could do that. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you here. Would you give Bill our very best and wish him well for us? And we're looking forward to getting him back on the show.
I certainly will. But I'll be seeing him face to face on Sunday, so I will give him a big hug.
You give him a hug for us, absolutely, and he'll feel it too. I promise you, because that's just how he is. Thank you for being here, Holly. I'm excited about having you on the show, and I want to congratulate you on producing another unbelievable index. The optimism, small business optimism, went off the charts again last month, didn't it?
It did. It's absolutely incredible. Small businesses, the small business economy is having a really good run of it the last part of the fourth quarter. So we've seen a little bit of fluctuation throughout 2019. But for the most part, since 2016, you know, we saw the big spike after the election in optimism. Small business owners have been holding strong. The economy has continued to move along at a great pace for them. Consumer confidence is still up there. So things continue to look really good for the small business economy.
7 of the 10 components were up. 2.3 points is up to 104. That's 5 points, full 5 points above the 45-year average, isn't it?
It is. It's within the 6-7% of the historic highs of the entire history of the index.
Yeah.
So we're at 6-7% of the top index readings in more than four decades. It's incredible.
Right.
It's absolutely incredible.
Really,
and, you know, it's been up there for a while, so this is great
for small business
owners across the country.
To me, Holly, this is another example, another data point in my position that small businesses are the backbone. I mean, you hear politicians throw that out, right? And they're just pandering. They don't they've lurched uncontrollably to the truth, but they don't really know what they're talking about. You know what you're talking about when you bring this report, and when the work that we do, we can back up when we say they're the backbone of the economy. And if the U.S. is the backbone of the global economy, that means they're the backbone of the global economy, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the large economies in the world, we're the third largest
out there,
the small business sector of the U.S. And they're so vitally important to pretty much everything with, you know, creating kind of the flavor of communities, having the flexibility to recreate themselves, hiring first, people's first jobs, you know,
right,
at the local hardware store or the Dairy Queen or any of these, local stores. And they help build up a community and offer all of the things that are wonderful about our economy. Yep.
Yeah, they're the major threads in the fabric of any community. There's no question about it. And the other thing is, you said that we're the third largest. I'm sure you mean after China. But, you know, I trust our numbers. I don't trust China's numbers. I'm saying we're number two.
I agree. You never know, Holly, what the actual number is, certainly, especially since it's slowing down a bit over there. But
and Holly, that's my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So
sounds good.
Well, the good news is that small businesses, what they do, and I've been talking about this lately, what they do is so pure and unvarnished, and it's not manipulated. We don't have default swaps. We don't have any kind of wrinkles that we can throw into things. We don't have access to the Fed.
Absolutely right.
You know, and whatever we do, you can watch. We're totally transparent. That's about as pure a capitalism as you'll ever see out here on Main Street. What do you think?
I absolutely agree.
Hold on to that thought. We're
going
to take a quick break.
That.
We're excited about having Holly Wade here. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, a great organization. We're going to get into the internals, into the internals of the NFIB's index. And, for example, the hiring went off the chart last month. We'll talk about that after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.